Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with Sam Jordich and our producer, Georgie Jorgensen. And today we have our guest with us, Joe Riley from Payroll Control Systems. Thank
Good
you
morning.
For being with us, Joe.
Morning.
Joe, can you give us a little background? How long has Payroll Control Systems been around, and how long have you been around?
Well, I founded Payroll Control Systems at the end of 1995, almost 14 years ago. And I've been in the payroll service business since 1969. Started with IBM and moved on to Control Data Corporation. And I was there 18 and a half years. And that division of Control Data is today Ceridian.
And Payroll Control Systems has been around since 1995, and what all do you do for your customers?
We have a full range of services that relate to payroll and associated areas, things such as time and attendance systems, human resource management systems, integration with other vendors for 401k, and other services that are provided to our customers.
Great, Joe. And joining us today is Bob Wilbanks, your Vice President of Sales.
Hello, Tom.
How are you doing today, Bob?
Very good, thank you.
Gentlemen, our topic today is how to choose a payroll service company. I suppose there's you can probably give me some numbers on how many employers there are in Minnesota, Joe. How many are there, and how many do you think use an outside payroll service company?
Well, I saw a recent statistic that about 70% of companies sized from 25 employees to 700 use some sort of outside service. In terms of the numbers of businesses in Minnesota, it's pretty much endless. There are tens of thousands, ranging in size from one employee up to, as you know, companies like 3M and others.
Yeah, Joe, if you were one of those business owners and you weren't using a payroll service company, why would you consider it, and how would you go about finding one that would take good care of you?
Well, I think based on statistics, we found that companies choose to go outside to really save in several areas. One is in just trying to keep track of all of the changes in laws and governmental regulations, as we've seen recently with all of the changes under the new administration, changes in tax laws, things of that nature, and companies just don't want to try to keep track of all of that. And then there are areas where they can actually save money if they handle it appropriately, can get better information than they can from in-house systems. And so they look to the outside for people who specialize in these areas. And I think outsourcing in general has been something that most companies have been doing over the last 15 or 20 years in areas besides payroll, but that's certainly one of the big areas.
For companies with under 25 employees, is it cost effective for them to have a payroll service provider?
It is. With companies under 25 employees, they tend to not have people who specialize in certain areas, and they look to the outside for expertise that they don't have inside. And so from a cost-effective standpoint, it's an inexpensive way to handle what can be a very difficult task.
Bob, you're Vice President of Sales. What do you say to a potential business owner when they ask you, can my payroll function be handled by an outside dedicated source better and cheaper than we're doing it inside?
Usually my response to that is first to find out exactly what type of method they're using. There's so many different types of methods that we find when people have been trying to do things on their own. from manually calculating things using spreadsheets and other types of software, accounting software that are out there. And dependent upon that, we can always show a number of different savings areas that they can pick up on. One of my favorite stories is just being in a seminar and talking to small business owners, and I just asked each one of them, you know, how many of them actually did the payroll on their own, and they all raised their hand. I then said, you know, how many of you have had tax penalties over the past year?
Probably all of them.
And they all raised their hand. So that's typically what we find is not only can we create some efficiencies for those people, but we'll keep them out of trouble.
So there's a better way to handle payroll than a green spreadsheet and an abacus.
That is the rumor,
Tom.
Yes.
I guess I'm going to have to look up the software and see how it works. Joe, when you're dealing with business owners, you know, a lot of these businesses start in a garage. They start by accident. Sometimes it's just they found an idea or in a service, and away they go, and they're out selling, and all of a sudden they have to hire an employee. They get that first employee or that second employee, and they can run into some serious trouble with the tax authorities.
They can. I found a lot of small businesses, when they first approach a payroll service company, us or others, we all find that a lot of times they're paying people cash out of their pocket, and they say, well, they're a 1099 employee. They're not really an employee. They're just somebody that I've hired from the outside. And the federal government and state governments look at this with disdain, because they really are not following the laws. And so a good payroll service company really should help them get organized and get started with getting state tax IDs and federal tax IDs and state unemployment IDs and things of that nature to get them on the right track.
And then if they're not using an outside service, they either have to read the federal and state regulations, or they have to have their accountant show them how to do it, and then they have to start learning just a whole pile of rules, don't they?
They do. Accountants they specialize in areas, and many times accountants will do payroll for them, but their preference is to have someone use an outside service, and the accountant can work with them on managing the financial side of the business, rather than doing the day-to-day bookwork, if you will.
Tom, if you can remember back, what was the one mistake that you found when you started to hire?
It wasn't related to payroll, but it was related to personalities. I'm an old bean counter, so I read the rules, and I learned all the things that Joe knows to run his company. But I think the stickiest item that we had early on was the difference between a W-2 employee and an independent contractor.
Mm.
And there's a whole list of qualifications to be an independent contractor. And the thing I brought out of that was, if I treat someone as an independent contractor and I pay them just a flat amount like I pay an advisor of some kind, and they fail to pay their withholding taxes, I could be potentially liable for that. Isn't that true, Joe?
That's true, not only for the withholding taxes, but if they happen to get hurt on the job and you don't have them insured under workers' comp, you can be not only held liable for the cost of them healing, but also liable for serious fines and penalties from the government for not having work comp insurance. It's a very, very dangerous area for small businesses.
It seems that that's a real common one, is the misclassifying the workers. What is another one that you all have seen?
Another what?
Mistake or problem that's pretty prevalent with
Bob, why don't you want to try that one?
Sure. One of the most common things that we see is people not setting aside the tax liabilities as they occur and utilizing that money for their cash flow. And it's very tempting to do so.
Oh, yeah.
Net pay for an employee is somewhere about half, maybe a little more than half, of the total liability for new employers when you add everything in. The employer portions of taxes, the employees withholding, workers' compensation, insurance, benefits, things along those lines. So if you're bumping along just counting on half of those dollars basically hitting your checkbook, and then you suddenly have tax liabilities and premiums that are due, it can be quite challenging for the small business.
Bob, in previous podcasts, when we've had the attorneys on and we've talked about choosing entities, most business owners choose an entity to prevent personal liability for things that happen on behalf of the corporation. It's my understanding that when it comes to payroll taxes that you've withheld from employees, even though you're doing business as a corporation, if you don't pay those and you're the person authorized to do it, you have some personal liability to the federal and state tax authority as well. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Ouch.
Some of the other questions that come up are determining pay frequency, missing deadlines, some of those issues. Do you sit down with the business owner when you talk to him and sign him up and say, okay, here's some questions we have to go over. What's your pay frequency? How many employees? What type of things do you discuss?
Yeah, a good payroll service should understand those things up front before they even start working with a client. The pay frequencies are something that typically are chosen by the client. We may make recommendations. Some clients automatically think maybe I have to pay everybody weekly. And yet in Minnesota, probably 70% of employers pay biweekly, which means it helps their cash flow. It also eliminates the need to do payroll every single week. And it enables them to save costs on just processing payroll. So we will make recommendations. Any good payroll service company should make recommendations in terms of possibly changing the way they pay their employees.
It's really a real cash flow issue. In my practice, we pay once a month at the end of the month, but then we pay the bills in the middle of the month. So twice a month we have to deal with the cash flow issue.
Sure.
And it makes it efficient for me. But I'm sure that's a great topic of discussion with your clients. And then one of the big things for you to watch for them is the deadlines for paying the taxes and so forth and filing the returns.
It is. That's an area that where payroll service companies in general can really help a small business because, again, a business owner is focusing on running the business, growing the business, and sometimes they don't keep their eye on those areas of the business that kind of get lost as part of the day-to-day operation. And that's where, when Bob mentioned about penalties and fines, that's where business owners get into trouble. And that's where an outside service, that's the big reason, a big reason why most companies choose to go to an outside service. They don't have to worry about that. They don't have to worry about funding for the taxes when it's due, those kinds of things.
So the IRS will make a determination whether you're a monthly or a weekly depositor, and that sets deadlines, and if you're late, there's penalties and interest.
Absolutely. Due. Yeah, there's rules, guidelines, depending on how much withholding you have, that determines whether you can pay monthly or whether you have to pay the following week after payday.
Joe, are there some issues surrounding classifying workers for payroll as well as for workers' compensation?
I think there are. Bob, do you want to handle it?
I'm not sure I understood your question.
Well, there's an item on that comes up about classifying workers. When it comes to workers' compensation insurance, you know, you want to have all your employees be office workers because it's going to be cheaper than if they're construction workers, of course.
Okay.
But then as far as from payroll standpoint, I suppose we're talking about the difference between W-2 employees and the independent contractors once again.
Well, there's actually a number of different things that go on there. When you're working on the payroll side of things, you know, it's important that we have a good understanding, first off, of what numbers the accounting departments are going to need, both the CPA and what you're trying to put back into your accounting programs. So we have to set up the employees typically departmentally there. Those departments may or may not relate directly to the workers' compensation classifications for the employees. So it's important that your payroll service have the ability to classify the employees independent of the departmental structure that you have within the company, you know, to be able to independently set that workers' comp classification.
So you need a good, experienced payroll service that understands these issues and that will provide a high level of support for the employer so that they can get on with the business of operating their business?
I think that's important that anyone using an outside payroll service should have the ability to talk with that service to help keep them on track. I think one of the biggest issues I think of in terms of, let's say, even just a little restaurant, a pizza restaurant, when the employee is standing behind the counter collecting money, the work comp rate might only be $1.50 per $100 of payroll. But once he jumps into the car and starts delivering pizza, it could go up to $18 to $20 per $100, depending on the classification that that particular employee is in. And so it's important for a business owner to know when they're doing the various functions so that they're not overpaying for work comp. And that's where a payroll service company can really help them with software that's designed to help keep track of that information hour by hour.
So you help the employer keep track of each employee based on the job that they're doing at the
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm in the middle of finding a payroll service. So what should I be looking for in a service?
Well, I think first and foremost is more of that consultative approach. There's been a lot of attempts out in the marketplace to commoditize our industry. Mm-hmm. And frankly, saving 10-20% on your payroll processing costs through an outside vendor is a drop in the bucket compared to some of the mistakes that you can make if you don't get the right advice. And we've seen this time and time again with customers that come into us and are looking for that more consultative approach. So a lot of questions need to be asked as far as the type of business that you have, the type of employees that you're going to be employing. Are they hourly? Are they salary? How often are you going to be paying them? Some of those things we mm-hmm. already brought up. We get into exactly what those needs are and craft and build an actual service for you off of that.
Bob, how difficult is it to set that up for an employer? What type of training is involved for them to understand your systems and for you to understand what type of input that they need to give you in order to get timely and accurate payrolls?
The entire startup process has been something that we've mapped out step by step, and it really has become a quite an easy thing for the employer to go through. We have a team that works with the client and takes them step by step throughout the process. So, and we realize that time is of the essence for most of the people that we're working with. Mm-hmm. They don't want to spend days on end trying to get a transition made. So, we're very cognizant of that. As far as the training goes, we will pull all that information in and have everything ready to go for the employer, and dependent upon the method and the size of the business, we'll do that training either via phone, webinar, or in person, and walk them through step by step the entire payroll process with our system. So someone is there holding their hand the entire way through it.
And we recommend when companies are looking at service, because there's probably 20 services that they could look at in the Twin Cities, ranging in sizes from very small to mega size. And when we talk to employers, we always recommend when they look at us and they're looking at others that they think about these kinds of things in terms of what is the process going to be. We always recommend things like check customers' references, check bank references, check are they certified, do they have certified people, payroll professional certifications.
We check the Better Business Bureau.
Check the Better Business Bureau, exactly. We tell them to look for today businesses that are doing business with larger companies are required to go through what's called a SAS 70 Type 2 audit. And we always recommend that they look for that audit. That's a certification that tells a company that this payroll service company is following procedures according to Hoyle, if you will. And that's an important thing for people to look for when they are looking at various services.
Joe, it would seem to me for a business owner, if he's making the decision that he's going to hire an outside payroll service company, that the automatic fear would be there's companies out there, they're going to pick us up, they're going to force us to do everything their way. Is there some customization available? It's a lot different handling a retail operation like a restaurant than it is handling a manufacturer or handling a distribution company. Shouldn't a payroll service provider have some customization available and really make the thing work for the business owner?
Well, I think that is important when somebody's looking at various payroll services, that they look at the ability to customize. But going even beyond that, they should look at the particular service company's experience in their industry. For example, as you say, a restaurant is dramatically different in doing business than a nonprofit in terms of how they manage the business, how they manage the employees, how they pay, those kinds of things. And so experience in a particular industry is something that a business should look for when they're selecting an outside service. And there are some services who have a broad range of experience, and then there are other services who might have a more narrow focus and not as much capability for customization, and that's important for a business owner to look at.
Joe, I think another area of apprehension for me, if I was going to hire a outside payroll service company, would be, am I just a number? What kind of support am I going to get? Am I going to get assigned to an account manager?
Are there
real people going to help?
I think that's something that should be looked at in terms of customer service. How is my account going to be managed? Will I have somebody that I can call, become familiar with? Will I have a team backup for that person? If that person is available, is there somebody that's going to be able to work with me? There are different ways of providing services. Some organizations have what's called a call center, where you call in and you get whoever is available. Other organizations are geared to have a specific person assigned to your account so that after a period of time, that account manager at the payroll service knows your business, knows you, knows the nuances of what you're doing and what you're trying to do. And so when you call with a question, that specific person has the ability to zero in right away on what you need versus sometimes in a call center, you might have to deal with multiple people to try and get an answer to a single question.
And we've all had fun with that.
Or one of those recurring issue type situations where you're calling back in, your account manager might know, exactly what's going on in comparison to having to go give that background on every single
rebuild
item.
It each time.
Rebuild it each time.
Yeah. Exactly.
It reminds me of calling, like some of those other service companies, like the cable company or something.
Or the power company. That's a lot of fun.
Exactly.
Joe, inevitably, in business, you've got many employees. A lot of employers are bigger than others. Sooner or later, stuff happens. Occasionally, there's going to be a problem. Maybe the input mm-hmm. was bad. Maybe a rate of pay changed. Maybe mm-hmm. something else happened. How should an outside payroll service provider respond to those type of issues, and how quickly can they respond?
Well, I think that's the real test of the quality of a payroll service company. I think when an employer is looking to either go outside for the first time or switch, many companies will switch from one payroll service to another because they're not getting what they want. But that is certainly something that they should be looking at in terms of the kind of support and assistance from the outside payroll service company.
At the end of the day, the employer needs to keep his employees happy. And an employee that gets underpaid or gets a bad paycheck doesn't care why. What they want to do is have it fixed. They want to have it fixed quickly. I would think that your ability to respond quickly is going to put a payroll service company head and shoulders above all the rest.
It is critical that that a payroll service company be geared to handle problems. Most payroll service companies would like to think that there's not going to be issues, but there are issues. And I think what a customer should look for, or a prospective user should look for, is somebody that can help them focus on fixing the problem and be ready to jump when there is a problem or an issue. Not try to point fingers, just look at it and say, let's fix the problem, not worry about whose fault it is. We'll fix it, and then we'll figure out how to avoid it in the future. That's really what a company should be looking for in a payroll service company.
So if our business owner listeners are looking for an outside payroll company, they should be looking for a company that has experienced, dedicated account executives that have a willing attitude and will take ownership of a problem until it gets resolved, and resolved quickly.
And a company that has demonstrated things like limited turnover in their staff. the support staff. That's important so that when a customer calls, they know that their account rep is going to be there. They're not going to be all of a sudden dealing with a new rep every 6 months. It's important that they look at the history of employment of customer service people within the organization.
Well, Joe, you had also said, though, that there's so many rules and laws and compliance and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about the fixing it, Tom, but what about the proactive for those of us who aren't on top of all of those legal new statutes, yada, yada? How would you... Wouldn't that be important to keep?
That's a really good question, as you know, Joe, but we're going to get into that in future podcasts where we talk about efficiencies and we talk about compliance and security and some of those issues.
But it is an important area, no question about it.
Very important.
Dealing with somebody that can do
We'll dive into that in one of the next podcasts.
Cool.
One of the last questions I had for you is the cost. The business owner is going to want to know, what is this going to cost? Are there hidden costs? Are there problem costs? What does it cost to hire an outside service?
Well, I think it's important for a business owner to find out from the various vendors that they're talking to what are the estimated costs and have an understanding of how they're going to be billed for those various areas. And the cost can pretty much go all over the place, but I can tell you this, 99.99% of businesses that wind up outsourcing their payroll never bring it back in-house because they found that there is value and cost usually is not an issue.
So happy to get out from under all those burdens.
Absolutely.
The payroll and the reports and the compliance and
all
those
issues.
They
find out the value. They may not be happy with who they choose, but they do find out there is value in outsourcing.
Bob, any final thoughts for business owners thinking about choosing an outside payroll service company?
Well, I just wanted to circle back on a couple of things. We were talking a little bit about the cost there, Joe, and a lot of people just don't realize how truly cost efficient it can be, even at that one employee level. We have quite a few one employee companies out there that are S corporations, and it's just the owner, and they're taking a check once a quarter, and we file all the quarterly tax returns for them, year-end returns, and in those scenarios, we can be as little as $300, and that's competitive out
there. Year.
Yeah, a year. For all of that getting done. You get into the 25 employee companies, maybe it's a few thousand dollars on the year. When you compare that to, if I go back to that prior story, where I asked the people to raise their hands, that there was one gentleman that had five employees that said he had $3,000 worth of penalties that year. Our service ran him about $800. So that'll give you an idea.
Joe and Bob, this has been a fascinating discussion of some of the things that a business owner should think about if they're considering hiring an outside payroll service company. I'd like to thank Joe Riley, President of Payroll Control Systems, and Bob Robank, Vice President of Sales, for being with us. I am Tom Lyons, here with my co-host Sam Zordich and our producer Georgie Jorgensen. I'd like to thank you both for joining us in this segment of todaysbusinessradio.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.